Such stories, now as in centuries past, handed down from one generation to another, are the underpinnings of community. This is not simply because they tell the story of a hero, someone who embraces duty over self-interest. It is because the hero's act of selflessness, in and of itself, is both born out of and transcends the wickedness, depravity, and indifference to suffering that would otherwise make life intolerable. I think Roscorla knew this, knew that if he died, it would be in a moment that would honor all of those characters, real and fictional, he so admired and that had shaped his life.